Brett Anderson has joined us. G'day, Brett. The Dixon deal is done. Who has received what, buddy?
It's been a busy last hour. I jumped on the Cocoa Hydrates. Lovely drop in there just to give me a bit more energy. Good, I was a bit flat last hour. So now the Dixon deal is done. So we can report that Charlie Dixon has joined Port Adelaide along with pick 49, which comes from the Gold Coast. Mm. And now it's a three-way deal involving Richmond. So Richmond get pick 19 from the Gold Coast, which is their end of first round compensation pick, which they activated this year.
Yep.
Gold Coast, just write this down. Gold Coast get pick 31 off Richmond. Yes. They get pick 10 off Port Adelaide.
Yes.
And they get both Port Adelaide and Richmond's second rounders in 2016.
You've got to see those things written down, otherwise it's hard to get
through your mind.
Super complicated.
And I guess
that's why it's taken nearly all week to week and a half for that one to get done.
So the Blues would be interested in Richmond's pick 19 that they now have.
Ideally, I think that the 19 would be used to get Chris Yaron, but I've just seen Mick Warner from the Herald Sun and also Emma Quayle from The Age tweeting that Carlton at the moment aren't interested in pick 19 and want a higher pick. So I think by the end they'd end up taking pick 19, or it might have to end up an extra pick as well.
All right. We're going to speak with Port Adelaide, the football manager there, Chris Davies, in just a tick. But the Carlisle deal, what is the latest, mate?
I think it's getting close.
Yeah, by the end of the day?
The parties were seen at AFL House today. So if they're down there, that means that there's a good chance that something might get done.
Okay. Let's go touch base with the Port Adelaide Football Club. Their football manager is Chris Davies. And Chris is joining us on Melbourne Time of Footy. G'day, Chris.
How are you guys?
We're well. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Charlie Dixon over the line. But tell us about the importance of Richmond getting involved to get it done.
Yeah, well, Richmond were able to provide an extra, I think, second round pick for the deal so that the Gold Coast got the level of, recompense that they actually wanted. So from our perspective, we obviously, as you mentioned then, given up pick 10 and a future second round pick for 2016, and we've been able to get Gold Coast pick 49 back. So from our perspective, it's a good deal for all parties that we're pleased to have done.
Chris, did you know that right from the outset that pick 10 would be going out, that you wouldn't be able to acquire a player of Charlie Dixon's ilk without giving up something like that?
Oh, look, we were always aware, David, that we thought that we would need to give up our first round pick, and we're willing to do that. Obviously, you're way up. The situation where you're at pick 10, you think you can get a good player who should play 200 games for your club, or you go for a more ready-made type situation. You know, over the last few years, our club has decided to go down the ready-made path. And in this situation, we're really happy to have Charlie into our club.
Chris, Charlie's had his injury issues over the course of his career so far. What benefit do you see coming into the Port Adelaide program with Burgeau there running the fitness program? I'm guessing they'd be pretty confident that they can overcome what's happened in the past with his body.
Yeah, I mean, that was obviously a pretty big point from our perspective, was to make sure that our medical staff were across the issues that Charlie has had previously, and also to advise, I suppose, the guys who are making decisions on whether they think those issues are going to be there longer term. Darren Burgess, our doctors and physios were all of the view that they believe that that their care can do something for Charlie, and hopefully the ankle injuries that he's had previously are lessened in their care.
Chris, Jimmy Tupas comes into the club too. I know that when Ollie Wines and Jimmy were recruited, I think Port Adelaide had Jimmy Tupas really high up as well. How wrapped are you to get him in for the number that you got him for?
No, we're really pleased, Dave. Obviously, Jimmy, I've known Jimmy for a long time. He's a really good guy, as you would know. We think he can add something to our group, obviously, with his run and carry. A really highly rated junior player, as you've said. Our recruiting staff had him really high up on the board, as I think, every recruiting staff across the competition. So, Jimmy's certainly got the talent. It's now up to he and our coaches to make sure that he develops that talent as much as he possibly can.
Chris, we're hearing Aaron Young. There's just little whispers. He'd like to come home. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, look, we've had, with every club, you have some players who come to you and suggest that they'd like, if there's more opportunity, to look at what possibilities are out there. We've got a couple of guys who are in that boat, certainly, and we'll, with a day and a half left of the trade period, we'll look to facilitate those types of things where we can.
Where's it sit at the moment, mate, with Andrew Moore? Is he, he's another one who's been mentioned as well, a few clubs interested in him. Where's he currently sit?
Yeah, the same boat. So there's been interest in leveling interest in both of those guys. From our perspective now, it's working out what suits the player and also suits the club. Bearing in mind where our list is also at. So the reasonable thing to do in this situation, I think, is to look at what the player's request is and where you can facilitate it if it's in your best interest as well.
Does John Butcher or Jay Schultz need to be nervous about Dixon coming into the club?
I think it certainly adds to the level of competition in our forward line. I think obviously Butch played the last four or five games of the season. Schultzy has been a staple in our team for a long period of time now. I would suggest that those three are probably fighting for two spots. Jay's got a long history of kicking goals for the club. Butch's form has been up and down over a period of time, although we think there's something there with John that we're willing to continue to persist with. So, competition for spots is a good thing. So let's hope it brings the best out of those guys.
Chris, thanks for the chat and good luck.
Thanks very much.
Good on you. Chris Davies there, the Port Adelaide Footy Manager.